You're listening to Hidden Mysteries Radio, discussing the topics no one else dares to. Everybody, this is Hidden Mysteries Radio for November the 6th, 2015. How you doing, Ghost?
I'm all wet.
Well, did you sell...
Wet.
Oh, it is wet, yeah. Outside and inside, huh? It's been raining down here for a few days.
You know, we had a monsoon season in Texas.
Yeah. Well, Ghost, let me ask you. Did you celebrate Guy Fawkes Day yesterday?
No, I didn't celebrate Guy Fawkes. Well, I was too busy celebrating book sales.
And get a few sales?
Yeah, I guess it was a pretty good day. Up until 4 a.m. getting them all done.
Well, good that you had a lot of books. Too bad you had to work so hard. I didn't celebrate Guy Fawkes Day for a different reason.
It's an English holiday for one.
Well, I'm kind of English. Anyway, the reason I don't celebrate it is the way I see it. A terrorist tried to blow up Parliament to reinstate a Catholic monarchy, was tortured into giving up all his compatriots, and now he's some kind of a hero for alleged freedom fighters? Ridiculous.
Freedom of thought.
I suppose.
The original Guy Fawkes.
Well, is it freedom of thought to impose a Catholic monarchy on a country?
There's a right for freedom of thought, regardless of what he thinks.
Oh, I mean, I guess he wanted his freedom of thought.
Yeah, they were trying to deny him the right to express himself.
Yeah, well, I mean, but if you had a Catholic monarchy, wouldn't they stomp
on
the...
He probably knew the gamble he was taking.
But, I mean, wouldn't they stomp on the Protestants' freedom of thought, freedom of speech, and all that?
They did for a long time.
Right. One of the big reasons that they...
So he should have known better.
Fawkes should have known better.
But he had the right to do it.
To blow up Parliament.
To object to their trying up.
I understand that. I understand that. But I don't see him as the big hero that...
The Brits grab any hero they can.
Oh, no, I don't think the Brits...
I mean, they grabbed Joan of Arc, and she was French.
I don't think the British really consider him a hero. Guy Fawkes Day is kind of like a Halloween thing. You put on a mask, and you go around with your hand out saying, penny for the guy.
Whatever.
Anyway. Well, the reason that I brought up Guy Fawkes Day is that on tonight's show, we're going to be talking about the big Op KKK that Anonymous did. And we're going to talk about it. That kind of ties into, we're going to talk about the Op SJW that I did today, where if you know me on Twitter, you already know all about it. A woman tried to dox me last night and threatened to dox children, or she did dox me, put my address and stuff up on Twitter, and then threatened to find pictures and names and all of children and at the house and put those up on Twitter, and told me that I'd never dox her. She could dox me because I was stupid. And about 20 minutes later, well, we'll tell you about it when we come to it. And we've got that. And anything on your mind tonight, Ghost?
Very little.
Yeah. Well, I've had a little something on my mind. I want to do a follow up to a show we did last week, or a segment we did last week, where I talked about the horrible experience that I'd had with Dell trying to deal with the Indian customer support, technical support, and financial support people. And that, you know, I couldn't get anything done with them. And when I would ask to talk to somebody maybe in management in America, I was locked out. Well, I finally, last Friday, the other day, I don't remember. Anyway, I finally got a hold of, a couple of days ago of somebody in the United States by continually calling the sales line and telling them I wanted to buy computers. That's the only way you talk to an American or to an English speaker, native English speaker. And I got a hold of a really helpful guy, it seemed, and he did what he was calling an executive elevation. And I was supposed to get a call from somebody in management within one business day. Well, it's been several business days and no call. What do you think of that?
That sounds like corporate America.
Yeah.
Crap I'm doing, having to fight with eBay.
But you know, Ghost, I'm cool with this.
You're cool with what?
With them not calling.
Oh.
Because I have told them clearly that somebody will either call me so we can try to work out getting something done for them to honor my warranty, or I just won't pay the bill. And it's a pretty new computer, so I guess if I don't have to pay that bill, I can just take a couple $100 and have it fixed myself and save a few shekels. What do you think?
Well, I should do it so you're protected under that law.
Yeah. Well, it's nuts.
Call disputed amount and return the bill to them.
Well, it's nuts that a corporation, even if you don't consider it an American corporation, if you just call it a multinational, it's nuts that I'm informing these people, hey, when I called the sales line telling them I wanted to buy multiple computers, the Indians who answered the switchboard, you heard me play this for you, Ghost.
I know.
Shouted at me and hung up on me. I don't know. How does a corporation continue? How do they make money doing that?
They're not making money.
Well, I
don't think any corporation is really making money.
Right. Well, that's kind of the point.
I don't see how eBay can stay in business with what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, what about the Walmart business model? Do you think they're really making money?
Well, they may be making money, but they ain't making friends. Let's put it that way.
No, they're not.
Like, not going to have any loyal customers.
Well,
only loyal as long as the price is cheaper.
Right. Well, I don't want to sound like some commie pinko or something, but I don't like Walmart.
Commie pinko.
I know. The reason I don't like Walmart is, there are a lot of reasons I don't like Walmart. For one thing, you know, if you want to sell something in Walmart, they've got this giant facility in Arkansas that you go to that's endless miles of offices, makes the Pentagon look like a little apartment building or something. And in each one of these rooms, people go in there and they have whatever product they have that they want to pitch. And when they pitch the product to Walmart, Walmart says, okay, well, how much can you sell it to us for? And they say, well, this much. And they say, okay, and where is it made? And they'll say, well, it's made in Washington State, or it's made in Oklahoma or whatever. And they say, well, there's the problem. We'll sell it, but only at this price, you know, and it'll be a way lower price. And they'll say, and we can set you up with company X to have it manufactured in China, and we'll both make more money. And so there goes our jobs. And then you turn around on the other hand, they come to town, and let me relate to everybody what's happened here since one came to our town. It's not even a big super center. It's this new type of Walmart that they built to compete with your little mom and pop.
To drive them out of business.
Right. Oh, and does it ever do it, boy? But it's called Walmart Express. And if you're familiar with the size of the newer Family Dollars or Dollar Generals, it's maybe 1.5 to 2 times as big as one of those, and it's 95% groceries. Well, one came to a little neighboring town here, Frankston. And in Frankston, they had a little store called Save More. And Save More was mom and pop grocery store that had been operated by the same family for over 60 years. And when I went in there, they knew my first and last name. And if there was some particular item I wanted, and I told them, I never had to tell them twice or anything that, hey, I would buy something if you had it, and they would make sure that it was always stocked there. The next time I came in that store, it'd be there, and they would remember me, and they'd say, hey, I got that so-and-so. It's right over there on the shelf.
You don't see that in Walmart.
No. And of course, you know, you had the, it was really nice stuff that you had, like they had a butcher there, and they had good customer service. Like they would take your groceries out of the buggy for you and bring the groceries out to your car for you.
You know, Walmart destroyed the economy of one Texas city.
Yeah.
O'Hearn.
Right, right. Well,
they destroyed it.
It's more than one. Right before, the Walmart Corporation has destroyed the economies of lots of cities. But these little Walmart Expresses, this was the fifth or sixth one that they built, and they're putting them all in Texas. There was an article in the Longview newspaper a couple of months before they started breaking ground on this one here, and it was interviewing these mayors of all these little towns all over, and some of them loved the fact that it came to town, and some of them hated it, and all of them admitted that it drove all the mom-and-pop businesses out of town.
Underground.
And I remember when Palestine, Texas was one of the real exceptions in Texas about what a great downtown they had. Their downtown never really went to hell like the downtowns in all these other little towns did when, you know, in the 70s and 80s when businesses and everything started moving out. And when the Walmart Supercenter came in there back in the mid 90s, everything that was downtown that was old mom and pop stuff, the majority of it shut down. I mean, they had like the shoe store that I'd been going to since I was a little kid, and my grandma would take me there, and they had every kind of shoes and great customer service and all that stuff. You just can't compete with these people. But there's other things that are really bad about it. One of the reasons I got to thinking about this today was reading the paper. And, you know, the biggest church just right around here, I guess, is probably the United Methodist Church in Frankston. And, you know, got a lot of neighbors and friends that go to the church, and they have a food bank and all that. good percentage of the community activity centers around it. And they always had some type of a turkey dinner for some organization. I think, you know, all the old ladies, the church ladies who are up there working the food bank and all this and that. And it said in the paper that because Walmart had put that Save More out of business, that the old ladies couldn't have their Thanksgiving dinner anymore because the Save More used to not only
furnish the turkeys.
Well, not only furnish them, they delivered them.
Probably might have even cooked them.
Yeah. And another thing, remember how at Christmas every year, Save More always had the guy that they called the Red Truck Santa, that he'd park his truck out there, and people would donate toys, and Save More would put up money to buy toys to go with whatever donations, and they would donate all kinds of really nice little food baskets and stuff to go with it. And that's gone. You know, so it's going to be kids around here this year.
Corporatism is destroying community.
Yeah.
It's destroying the companionship of neighbors.
Well, I mean, how much more concise can you be other than the fact that, you know, this is a poor area. It really is. This is a low economic area. And there's going to be lots of little kids around here that don't get a Christmas because Walmart came to town.
I agree. I mean, I love Yoakum because that city management at the time was against corporatism.
Yeah.
They only allowed homegrown corporations to exist there.
Yeah.
Corporations actually founded and resided in Yoakum.
Yeah. Well, goes, you know, the corporation itself is an evil entity, isn't it? The way it's set up.
It is
now.
Leviathan personified.
And I was saying to you before the show, and I believe it fully, this type of corporatism that runs the world now, and especially runs the United States and Europe, United States more than anything, excuse me, is a more evil, a subversive form of governance even than pure bare bones democracy, just mob rules. 51% of the people vote to take all the shit of the other 49, they get it. You know, this is even a worse system. And it's got everybody convinced that it's great. It's somehow the American way. It's capitalism, and
it's the company store.
That's exactly what it is. It's
probably owned and controlled by the Bank of England or the, yeah. No, the City of London.
Yeah.
And we're just a company store turning our script in for food.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, everybody, and you know, your favorite boogeyman, and I like to bang on them too. I just like to bang on the other side also a little more than you do, but the Republicans, they like to promote this shit and, say, oh, you know, how much worse off would you be if you weren't able to go to Walmart and save 10 cents on a package of Top Ramen? And I think to myself, well, if it wasn't for the Walmart running your jobs off and all this stuff, you might be able to afford steak.
That's right.
You know?
They were going to bring all the jobs down here to this local community. And
yeah.
Every job there was what? Imported from a different city.
Yeah. They said they bragged in the paper about, well, this is going to provide 40-something jobs for Frankston. And all the managers and 90% of the or more of the floor workers just came from the store in Jacksonville, 20 miles away, you know. And Savemore employed local kids, you know, to carry out groceries. They employed local people to be the butcher and the cashiers and stuff. And, I mean, it's nothing wrong with people from Jacksonville, but it's just a lie they tell.
It's a ongoing lie they tell everybody, and they got the power, the money, and the media to make it happen.
Yeah, but and how is it a good thing that you have, at one time, you had self-sustaining localized communities where the businesses and services were run by the people here, and not only do you get better service and people actually care about what's going on because they're your neighbors and your relatives and all that, but you still have your regional flavor to things, and that's all gone because of corporations. You know, when you drive to Dallas, and you, about the time you hit Mesquite going west on I-20 or whatever, every little city limits that you come to, as you come to it, you'll see there's a KFC, there's a Walmart, there is an Albertsons, there is a McDonald's. And then you get to the next city limits, and you go, oh, look, there is a KFC, there is a Walmart, there is an Albertsons. And you can't tell it from any other town in the United States because corporations have completely sapped our regional cultures.
They've taken over the culture.
Yeah.
And redefining communities and redefining family is what it means.
Absolutely. And that's
they're even trying to redefine the word employee.
Yeah.
Associate.
Associate, member, members one. You know, this convenience store, Food Fast, that used to be run by not a local, but a locally regional company that got bought out by a bigger company. They call all the people that work for them stars. At first, I thought, they almost be related because they'd have their first name and then under it, it'd say star. And I thought, damn, y'all just hiring family. And then I realized, no, that's the term they call it. And, but anyway, I can't think of a thing that corporations, the corporation in the way that, in the sense that it, that we understand it now, provide to anybody except, profits for shareholders.
It's, I don't know how they make, you read of so many corporations being in the red year after year after year. How do they survive without having big support in the background?
Well, because they're
like Amazon claims they've never made a dime, and well, I don't think they have.
Well, maybe, but most of them, the reason they say they're in the red is because they're cooking the books to not pay taxes. And that's another thing I wanted to mention. And it applied to this Walmart, and it applied to every big corporate entity that's ever come to town. When some big corporate entity wants to come to town, and when it's Walmart, and they had it here too, every place it goes, there's a big row over it before it comes. because they don't just buy land and come build. They could do that without asking anybody's permission except just to get a permit or two. But what they come and they lay down a bunch of conditions to the city. And, you know, we're not going to pay any taxes. And we're not, and when it's Walmart, we're not going to use your electricity. We have our own electric grid, and we're not going to do this, and we're not going to do that, so that they don't contribute anything to the community. You know, they come and take up a bunch of space, and they run a bunch of businesses that have been paying local taxes out of business, and they get a sweetheart deal from the city councilmen and such that they probably get bribed to let them off the hook for paying everything that you and I have to pay. I mean, you know, I'm not going to speak for how much money you make, but one of my pickup lines ought to be, who wants to marry a 100 heir? You know, and I have to pay all, I have to pay this crap on every penny I make, and they don't, you know, so is it any wonder that our cities are falling apart when all the local businesses and regional businesses have to shutter their doors? And a bunch of giant entities like Walmart get deals to not pay any taxes at all. And no school taxes. No school taxes. I remember we used to have a huge tire factory in Tyler called Kelly, that made Kelly Springfield tires. It was Kelly Springfield. And it got bought out a while back by Goodyear. And they started, years back, they started threatening. Every couple of years, every time the union contract would come up where they'd be able to do it, I guess, they'd start threatening to take the, to shut the factory down and move all the production to Pacific Rim, you know? And every time they'd do that, it was always, because see, they had been in Tyler since the 30s or 40s, so they had never had these deals. And every time the conditions to stay for another 2 years or 1 year, however long they'd have to stay, the conditions were, we're not going to pay any of your school taxes. We're not going to pay any local sales taxes. We're not going to pay anything.
And they don't.
And they got it. And then in return for that, after about 10 years of not having to pay any taxes, they shut down anyway and moved it over there.
Of course. They're liars.
Yeah.
They are the soulless person, which Leviathan was written about.
Yeah.
They've been given personhood status by the mongrels on the Supreme Court, which are idiots.
Yeah.
One of them's got the evil eye. He's the biggest Republican on the court. He is an evil eye.
Yeah.
And God help us. God tried to help us out and give him a heart attack, but these morons try to save his life.
Well, to quote Roger Waters of Pink Floyd, they run the dark satanic mills that manufacture hell on earth.
Yes, they do.
And with that, we're going to go take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Truth seekers and freedom loving Texans, HiddenMysteries.com is the place to find those hard to locate books for your research. HiddenMysteries.com has the largest and most diverse knowledge based selection on the internet today. Be sure and visit HiddenMysteries.org for over 12,000 free articles for truth seekers. Visit HiddenMysteries.com today or call 903-876-3256 for a free catalog.
Hey, Ghost. I forgot. I meant to do it at the top of the show. I meant to promote an upcoming appearance of mine.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm going this Sunday, but next Sunday, I will be appearing on the world-class internet radio show, Fash the Nation.
You're going to miss church?
Yeah. And why should I do anything different this Sunday than every other Sunday? But it's anybody that's not familiar with it, it's associated with TRS, The Right Stuff, the people that bring you The Daily Show, and it's a really awesome show. I promoted it on this show when it first came out, when I think they only had one or two shows, because I ran across a link to it on Twitter and went and listened, and these young fellas are really good. Really good.
Hope you make an impression on it.
Well, me too. I think I'll fit right in. It's going to be an epic journey of super trolling. Okay. So, anyway, Everybody check that out. And I'm going to make sure and put a link to the show so everybody can go check out the other shows. And I'll also link to the Twitter accounts of the guys on the show, Halberstram and Meowschwitz and Jazz Hands McFeels. All great guys. So anyway, we got that. Well, Ghost, I know you've heard about this anonymous OpKKK at least as much as what little bit I've talked about it the last couple of days when we've spoken. You remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, OpKKK, for the listeners, was announced a couple of weeks ago by Anonymous. And what they said they were going to do is they're going to pull the hoods off the Klan.
Dangerous position if you're really doing it.
Well, yeah. Or if there really was such a thing as the Klan like there used to be. But anyway, and then the thing started falling apart immediately. As we talked about on the show before, the two hackers or hacker wannabes who had attacked our website 3 times and caused a whole server to come down a couple of times, they released a bunch of information. Well, I guess you could call it information because since none of it was true, but they dumped out a bunch of names of people claiming that they were KKK with no proof, and included some Southern Democratic congressmen and congresswomen and, you know, a bunch of other people. They just assumed they must be KKK. And, you know, those guys were wanting publicity. And the thing got their little wagon shut down, that or maybe the idea about a wanted dead or alive poster or something. I don't know.
Well, still going on.
Yeah. Oh,
we
yeah.
We want them. We'll pay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Poster out there.
Yeah. Once we get enough donations to where we're pretty secure that we'll be able to keep the site up for the...
Well, any of these other websites that were taken down by these morons...
Yeah, they should donate.
They need to contact us and let's set it up so we can put the funds aside and separate. Every site can pitch in $500 and
we'll
go get them.
I'll try to contact Andrew Anglin of Daily Stormer. That's a big site, and they took it down a lot. They attack it all the time, and there's some others that I'll contact.
Put up a bounty on their head, and I'm sure there's a bounty hunter out there that wants the money.
Well, you know, if we do a Kickstarter or something like that, and it gets...
I want to kick butter.
Right, and it gets promoted on a bunch of big websites, we ought to be able to raise enough money that, you know, if I make a YouTube video of me waving a big stack of $100 bills saying, whoever can prove to me who Antitax and Oxygen Proxy is gets this.
I want their head on a platter. I'll be King Herod, and he can be John the Baptist.
That's right. Well, can I have Herod's wife or daughter? Never mind.
I'll put Salome. Thank you.
Salome. Yeah. Well, anyway.
There's a reason she wanted the name Salome.
Yeah? She's
liked dreaming about me.
The salami. Well, anyway. So, after, you know, that really shut those two guys down. I'm not talking about their DDoSing activity, where they shut down your website by attacking the server with too many requests, which is basically like stuffing a potato in the tailpipe of a car, you know. But it shut down their... They were really trying to promote themselves, and they were constantly just whoring for followers, and they both had pinned to the top of their Twitter pages links to donate Bitcoin to them, and they had been getting a lot of publicity.
Donate to them something.
Yeah. Donate them about 185 grains.
I'll donate them a bounty hunter.
Yeah, donate them about 185 grains of lead to the forehead in the form of a hollow point.
I want to teach these little upstarts a lesson.
Well, they should expect us.
I mean, if they want to debate computer knowledge and how it all works, I learned on 88 hole punch cards.
Right. I know. That's what I tell people. You know, Hidden Mysteries Radio is, this isn't our first rodeo, is it, Ghost?
Oh, no.
It's So we
several of these rodeos, and I think our horse comes in first.
Right, right. It's always kind of like an arms race because these guys will tweak their little stupid stalling tools, and they'll work for a little while, and then the server people and the InfoSec people and all that quickly make adjustments, and they have to go tweak their tools again. And all they ever accomplish is making a website to where it can't be seen for a while. And that's the interesting thing, you know. Anonymous claims that they do all their hacking for transparency, free speech, and all that stuff, but they hide behind a mask and shut down speech they don't like.
Yeah.
You know, the hypocrisy meter is just off the scale there.
I was all for them on their original goal back when they first started out, because those bankers and those corporations needed to be taken down and taught a lesson.
Yeah.
Not that they were doing anything to hurt anybody. See, how can you hurt a corporation that never makes any money anyway?
Right. All the worst thing to do is embarrass them.
Well, that's what the whole point was, is to embarrass them, and it did.
Right. But how far the mighty have fallen. They are not the same group that they used to be. They've had a lot of splits, over ideology and stuff, and now it's mostly these young, pimply-faced, obese neckbeards sitting around eating Doritos, drinking 2 liters of Mountain Dew at a time, wearing a brace on their right wrist because all they ever do is click that mouse in their mother's basement. You know? they go out and get a botnet and come after you. And the thing is, these two that came after us, it wasn't even over ideology. When they did it, they didn't even know what ideology I had. One of them rolled into a conversation I was having, talking a bunch of crazy crapola, and Ghost, you know my debating style. They got mad just to salve their ego.
Well, talking, we're back to the Guy Fawkes people, the anonymous people. Taking down a little guy is not the goal. Little guys are the ones suffering regardless of their belief systems or whether they be racist or not. You're either going to go after an economic war until you win, or you're going to sit around and play footsies with little people.
Well, all the old anonymous people say that anonymous are government shills now. That, that is basically...
It's all NSA.
Right. And the funny thing about the op KKK, where you've got the anonymous going after the KKK, so I can't remember who. I wish I could. I'd give him credit for it, but I saw a tweet today where the guy says, op KKK, one group of government infiltrators going after another.
Yeah.
And just as an aside, I saw a funny meme today that had a bunch of ISIS terrorists in the picture, and it said, now that Anonymous is allegedly attacking ISIS, isn't it ironic that 72 virgins are going after the Muslims? But anyway, so they put out there, yesterday was the 5th of November, as everybody knows from the movie V for Vendetta. Remember the 5th of November is Guy Fawkes Day. So they had their, what they call the Million Mask March, which was a big joke last year, and apparently... it must have been one today, because I've been on Twitter half the day and I haven't seen a thing about it, and I haven't heard anything about it anywhere else. But that doesn't mean that, maybe it wasn't. Maybe they don't consider it a roaring success. Maybe they do. I don't know. But you'd think that it would make the news more, especially after this op KKK info dump came out yesterday.
If the national media is ignoring you, you're not going to get the press you deserve, even if it was a good or a large turnout.
Right. All right. Well, I think Anonymous, even though I'm not saying they don't want all this national media coverage, but I think their main source of promotion and getting the word out is the same as ours. It's internet, social media, that kind of stuff. But so they put out this op KKK dump, and what they had been advertising was that hundreds of websites were going to be shut down permanently, that they had already hacked into all these websites and social media, and they had all this information. They were going to be dumping all these thousands of names and addresses and emails and all this other stuff of people who were Klansmen, and they're going to have proof of the pudding and all that. Well, I got up yesterday morning and immediately went looking for the link, because they had been, you know, people associated with Anonymous had been swearing they were going to put me on it. And I was hoping for the promotion. And, but
no, you weren't.
That's, well, I think the thing that kept me off of it was the fact that they would say, we're going to put you on it. You're going to be unmasked, Klansman. And they call everybody whose social opinions they don't like Klansman. But anyway, and I would tell them, well, how are you going to unmask me when everybody on Earth who knows anything about Asmodor or Hidden Mysteries Radio or Concerned Citizens of Coffee City knows my name?
Everybody on Earth belongs to a clan.
To a clan, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but they're talking about the Ku Klux Klan. Oh, they spell it with a K. And anyway,
you spell cuckold, didn't it? With a K?
Well, it's got one in there, yeah. and that's exactly what most of these anonymous are. But, you know, in the sense of...
Republican cuckolds?
Well, not Republican, no. You don't have to be a conservative to be a cuckold. You have to be a conservative to be a cuck-servative. But you can be a race cuck or a national cuck, you know, like if you cuck your nation
Republic
out.
Cuck.
Republic cuck. Republic Demo- cuck. Democuck. Libertaria cuck. Well, anyway, you know, there's always, there's just an endless, I mean, there are more flavors of cuck than Baskin-Robbins has ice cream.
Well, was the quality of the information they put out any good?
No. It was so horrible. I mean, it's been a complete public relations nightmare for
whoever manages that group needs to find out who gave them the false information.
Well, no, it's not that there was false information. Let me tell you what they did. And there was false information, but the majority of it, okay, there was no hacking involved. None. And there wasn't even really any doxing involved. All they did was they went and found public Facebook pages of people proclaiming themselves to be Klan and public websites for Klan groups. They put them on the list, and you know, they had all these people listed. And then, in addition, they would do stupid things like, Ghost, I asked you before, and you said, yes, you had heard of Dixie Outfitters. And for anybody that hadn't, it's a great little, I think they have brick-and-mortar stores, too, but it's a great little website if you like Confederate flag merchandise, Southern culture merchandise. You know, it's not just Confederate flag stuff. I mean, they got stuff on there, bass fishing and pit bulls and all kind of stuff. But it's a legitimate company, business people own it, and they listed the owner of Dixie Outfitters and says she's KKK, no reason why. And so you just assume that it must be because they sell Confederate flag merchandise. So, you know, if you fly the Confederate flag, you have to.
I've got a Confederate flag, and I've never met anybody in the KKK.
Right. Well, everybody on Twitter knows I have one because I've got selfies posted that have one behind me, you know.
I've never even met one in the KKK. I've seen them downtown Dallas once, but that's it.
Yeah. The closest I ever got to the KKK was back in about 87 or 88, they went to have a big rally in Tyler at the baseball park. And I went out there just because, you know, it was like an edgy thing to do, and I wanted to hear what they had to say. And man, oh man, Smith County and the feds and everybody were all over that place, and they were stopping and searching every car on the way in. And I had, at that time in my life, I had never had any contact with the police other than one time I got a ticket for like 60 and a 55. And these cops pulled me over, and the detectives came up, and they already knew the names of everybody in the car and told us we better not go in there and all this other stuff. And I thought, oh my God. And they did. I was about 18 or 19, and they intimidated me right out of going. I turned around and left. And
once you know now, you could have sued them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I absolutely would have, too. But, it just goes to show how long we've had this overwhelming surveillance state. We didn't have to wait for the digital age for it. This was the 80s.
Well, you know, you can appreciate, I guess, FBI or whatever agency it was, keeping an eye on things that threaten you know, safety and security of the local community, but to keep people from going and seeing it is dumb.
But yeah, but they already knew the identities of some kids that had never had any contact with the police in a community of over 100,000 people.
Wasn't that big back then?
No, I'm talking about the county. The county.
Oh,
had,
the county.
Yeah, and how, you know, and I wasn't from Tyler at the time. I was from White House, which is a fairly large. Well,
yeah,
little...
that's it. They probably got everybody's name in White House on that list.
Yeah, maybe so. Back then, anyway. Now,
anything named White House is going to get you looked at.
Right, right. Well, they named it that because the first.
Eleanor is from White House, folks.
Yeah, I'm one from White House. Hey, well, I'll tell you what else. You know, in prison, they call the really tough white guys Woods because, you know, they say they're 100% hard wood. And I was born in Wood County. So, I guess I must be on every list there is since birth. But, and if I wasn't, I've sure as heck put myself on there for having unorthodox opinions, I guess you'd say, and fighting the government with you sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyway, so like I say, I've never had any contact with KKK, and they're starting all this crap. Well, they had all that crap on there, and their info was so bad that when the press started going through the names and stuff, they started saying, hey, here's like 100 people that they're claiming are KKK who are Asians. You know? And so the thing has really, really tarnished Anonymous's reputation. That was op KKK, and it didn't work. Nobody got doxed.
Get back to fighting the corporation, guys. Get off this lap.
Well, and here's the funny thing about it all. You know, it's designed, you know, to... you know, they keep saying they pulled off the hood. It's the end of the Klan and stuff and all that Anonymous did. And when the media was going and looking for people to talk to about the KKK, as always, their go-to guys were David Duke and Don Black of Stormfront. Because they both, way back in the day, back in the 70s, and I believe Don Black on through the 80s, or into the 80s, were Grand Wizards in the Klan. And they asked Don Black, they said, is this going to hurt the Klan? And he said, well, this is the best promotion they could have ever gotten. These guys want to be promoted. They'll probably get a few extra members. He said, I wouldn't be surprised if the Klan hadn't paid them to do this. You know?
Yeah, you bring attention to something, you get more... people that think that way, leading that way.
Well, it works that way with us. Not comparing us to the Klan, but it works that way with us because the thing is, if you are really strong about a stand or an ideology or a belief that you have, and people see you under attack, and they see that the quality of your enemies is not exactly sterling, it provides people with the perfect way to know, hey, this guy is... he's right on point. The only time you start receiving flack is when you're directly over the target.
I've been there. I know.
Yeah. And when people see us getting attacked and when they see the low, low moral tone of the type of attacks that come after us and stuff, when all we're doing is we're talking about ideas and ideologies, things like nationalism, liberty, that kind of thing.
Pyramids,
yeah, spacemen.
UFOs.
Yeah, we talk about all of John F. Kennedy.
Enoch.
Yeah, the Book of Enoch, sure. But, I mean, when that's all we're doing is we're talking about things that are either of interest to us or that we believe in, and we want to have an open discussion. We're providing something that nobody else is, and they come after us like that. People realize, hey, you know, these guys are for real, and we need to support them, you know, listen to their show, promote their show, and that kind of thing. And so they've helped us. And that brings us right directly to the main event, the feature film of tonight. You know, Op KKK didn't dox anybody or pull any hoods off, but Op SJW did. Op SJW... apparently, has kicked off because...
SJW?
Social Justice Warrior.
Oh, he's going with single white female or something.
No. Social Justice Warrior. I fired the first shot in Operation SJW today.
You fired the first. You started this?
Yes, I started this.
L4.
Well, I was shooting back, to be honest with you.
You didn't start it.
I did not start it. I started the Operation SJW. I didn't start the war that caused the operation. The OPKKK started the war. And the reason I say this, it wasn't anonymous who was coming after me, but it was a friend of theirs. This woman, I have a story up. We'll link to it on this page. I have a story up on asmodor.com called, oh, Cloudflare coming up. It's called Never Ever Ever Dox a God-Tier Shitlord Like Asmodor. This happens. Well, see, here's what happened. Some woman who calls herself on Twitter calls herself Dirty.
You can't prove she's a woman now. Don't say stuff you can't prove.
I can prove she, well, I can prove it's a female mammal. I can prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, but yeah, I'm with you, Ghost. She came along trolling me. I she calls herself at Dirty Vibes. That's at DirtyVibezz. Dirty Vibes. And after what I found out about her, I'm pretty sure she's talking about the sewer of a collection of jagged dildos she probably owns.
Oh, I figured she was just a VD queen.
Oh, well, that too. But anyway, she came along trolling me. Now, I had run across her before. And she runs with this group that's kind of tangential. They have some of the same people that are friends with the old trolls that started, that thought they were going to screw with me a couple of months ago when we did the show Trump and the Trolls. The guy Trent Jensen, who had threatened children and all that if women wouldn't go out with him. Remember that?
Has he got a job?
No. Oh. And the best information I have says no. Well, anyway, this gal come and her friends, I had gotten into a couple of these, you know, where you're trying to have a debate about something, or you're talking about this about immigration or that about some policy. And they roll in there, and instead of discussing the actual policy with you, they start describing, oh, all you Nazi boys are gay. You just don't like immigrants because you're afraid they have bigger penises than you. You know, and that kind of stuff, trying to light you up and waste your time and get you to say things on Twitter that'll get you suspended and all that. And I had blocked her. Well, they have a hashtag on Twitter now that is made to celebrate white women called hashtag white women are magic. And I was just putting out pictures of beautiful white women, you know, oftentimes in ethnic garb, like, you know, German women in their ethnic garb and that kind of thing. And hashtag white women are magic. Well, I put out one tweet that has a really cool picture that has the statue of Athena with the arm falling off, where she's kind of like looking around the corner of the Parthenon where she is. And it says, hey girls, want to start an Imperium Europa? Well, this really triggered her. And apparently she had been trolling my timeline for a while, even though I had her blocked and I couldn't see it. Well, when people retweeted it, I saw it. So
why is this welfare queen trolling you?
Because she doesn't like me, and it's what she does 24/7 to all kinds of people.
Well, we need to cut her welfare benefits off so she didn't have time to do this.
Well, she's going to need welfare benefits now.
No, she's not. She doesn't need any.
Well, no. She lost her job today because of this.
Because of this, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Let me tell it.
You heard the story up. I hadn't heard this part.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so when people would retweet, that's when I would see that she was on there saying, all, you know, just insulting me and all. So I unblocked her. And when I unblocked her, she's like, oh, look who unblocked me. And I'm like, what do you want? You know, and we started having an argument. Well, you know my debating style. When I debate somebody, I not only want to defeat them with the facts, I want to hammer them into the ground with humiliation until they never show their face again. And that's kind of what I did. And when I did, she resorted to the tactic of just starting to post my information at me. She went and found all the worst mugshots she could find where when I was really...
What mugshots you got?
Oh, I don't know, man. Like I said on the show the other day, when I first got out of prison, I would go and apply for jobs, and they'd say, "Oh, look, you answered the wrong box here. This is for how many arrests? That number, that's too high." And I'd say, "No, that's accurate." But anyway, there was a period in my life when I first started getting in trouble where I was not only a really, really, really bad drunk, I was really, really obese. And she liked to go get those pictures and throw them out there. And that's okay. Fair game, right? Well, then she started going and grabbing from the county sheriff's websites the posts where they showed where I'd been arrested and for what. And those have your home address on them. But she kept posting the ones from when I lived in Irving and when I lived in Tyler and all that. And I was like, okay, no damage done there. And I kept telling her, you know, well, what do you think you're doing? Everybody on the internet knows this stuff gets posted every day. And I was trying to get rid of her. And I said, you're trying to upset me till I block you, but I'm not going to block you. I like you now. We're going to be friends forever. I was trying to, and it really was creeping her out. And then all of a sudden she posted one that had my real address on it. And I started talking to her seriously about that. And I said, look, whatever problem you have with me, do you think it's right to do that when you don't know who lives at my house, that you're posting my home address and my photograph, and you're telling people that I'm a member of the Ku Klux Klan? You're telling this on Twitter, where all the most radical blacks and Hispanics and all are all over the place operating. They all follow you. And you're basically telling them, come to my house and get me. What if they hurt one of the children? You know what her response to that was?
Nope.
She said, I can get the children's info and put it right up here, too.
Why didn't she?
Well, I don't know.
But I'm going to put Asmodor's kids' faces up there.
Yeah. Well, the reason she didn't do it is because she's no good at this. Everything that she had was just stuff that other people had gotten that were all over Twitter anyway. You know, it's not like they're doxing me, Ghost. To dox someone, they have to be anonymous. I mean, can I post Jerry Seinfeld's name and address and call that a dox? No. Well, anyway, not comparing myself.
You posted her picture.
Yeah, I did.
What an ugly cow.
Well, but when she said that, she said, take everything down that you said about me. And beg me and all this, or I'll do it. And I told her, I'm not apologizing. You are taking anything down. I'm not going to stop speaking because of people like you. And you know what she threatened then? She told me to take down my website, asmodor.com. Take it down.
I would tell her to take down her panties, but in the pictures, they're already gone.
Right. Well, I saw red, Ghost. And I said, you know, this doxing bullshit is a knife that cuts both ways. And she told me that I would never be able to dox her, what a loser I was and everything. So I went to work. And guess what? About 15 minutes later, I had her real name, her Facebook page, her husband's criminal record, who he is in prison right now for trafficking cocaine.
Oh, she's a drug addict.
Yeah. Her name's Tara Dozier, and she lives in Washington State. And all the information's in that post.
What's her phone number?
Oh, it's...
I'm just kidding.
Well, it's in the post. And her former workplace was in the post.
What do you mean by former?
She got fired today for harassing me.
How did they find out?
I guess it might have been all those people who...
Put it on their Facebook
page. Putting it on their Facebook page and their Twitter and calling their phone number and emailing them. And actually, a lot of people were posting her nude selfies where she was holding up a paper calling that in Crayola she had written, I'm your cum slut.
That's not good for an ice cream store, is it?
No, Chocolate Factory.
Oh, Willy Wonka and that naked called, boob?
Yeah, it's called Totally Chocolate. It's in Washington State.
And no wonder she likes chocolate.
Yeah, yeah. She likes chocolate in her love life, too, I'm sure.
I think you got to call CPS for the kids.
You know, you're not the first person to have said that.
Because she's a drug addict and a prostitute, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though she don't get much for the action.
Oh, and guess what else she is?
What's that?
She's a GoFundMe scammer. She's got a GoFundMe page up where she's claiming that her husband is off in another state trying to find work so he can help support the family, and that she and her children are just about destitute and don't have money to eat, and that she needs some.
If she'd keep her job, she would have some food.
Well, yeah, but what she's not telling everybody is that she and her kids live in her parents' house in the day room, and they're not wanting for anything, and the husband's not off looking for work anywhere. He's in prison for trafficking cocaine to everybody else's children.
Yep.
And you made a real good point when you saw the post, Ghost. That makes her a dope dealer.
It sure does.
Because she was sitting at home with the dope dealer husband, and she damn well knew what he was doing.
She was spending the ill-gotten gains.
That's right. She was spending the money, and you don't even have to be married for that. If I tell you, hey, Ghost, let's sell a little cocaine and split the profits, we're serious about it, just that is called conspiracy to traffic narcotics. So, you know, don't hand me all this, oh, I'm poor, innocent wife without a husband and all.
Well, I bet CPS be interested in those public pictures she's got out there.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We need to report her to
CPS.
And
the fact that she's hoarding her little children out in pictures on the internet to get donations. She's got a picture of herself and her kids on that GoFundMe.
In the same garb she's on your other picture?
No, and here's the thing is, she knows she's all slutty looking with that bleach blonde hair, and her kids are probably a little older now, so she posted a real old picture where she was even way fatter than she is now, and she hadn't dyed her hair blonde yet, and the kid, because in that picture, the kids are little old bitty babies. And so she's whoring out to little old bitty babies saying, you know, for pity money. And she's working at a chocolate factory and not paying any bills, assumedly, living with her parents. And hubby's off in the...
he's getting three squares a day.
Three squares a day and probably three or four love sessions with Tyrone. Anyway, so I posted her Facebook page on there. I posted her husband's Facebook page on there. There's a lot of things I haven't posted. I didn't post their address, though I have it. I didn't post Google Earth images of their house, though they have it. I didn't and will never post anything about their children, though I have it. And I don't have it because I'm an evil man that went looking so hard for it.
It's there.
Once you find out this woman's name...
And she's begging money for her. She got the name.
You want to know how I got her, Ghost?
How?
When we were arguing, I said, well, okay, I might acknowledge your point if you tell me what you think of this. And I posted her a link to something on my website, and she looked at it and said, how is that relevant to anything? I said, it's not. I got your IP address now, bitch.
Hey, you pulling the old stunts we used to use on a city councilman around here.
Yeah.
That's how we got rid of them, too.
Yeah. Well, see, she had already done the docs on me when I did that. She'd already done the docs on me. And you'd think that somebody who runs with Anonymous and six Anonymous on people every day would know better than to come to... And
Anonymous is protecting this kind of crap?
Yeah.
Or do they even know it?
Well, she six them on a lot of people. That's the only people she ever interacts with on a friendly basis.
They don't know her husband's in jail for dope.
She's been screaming to every Anonymous on Twitter today to do something to me, and several of them... She got one, just this ridiculous-looking, bald-headed queer, and he told me, he said... My little gift is working its magic right now, you know, like threatening that he had done something to the website or my Twitter account or whatever. And I said, your little gift, is that what you call your pecker?
I'm not Ted Haggard.
Right, yeah. I mean, you're not snorting meth off of mine, boy. But anyway, so all this stuff has been blasted out there, and now she's playing the victim, claiming she's going to the FBI and my county sheriff. And I wonder what she's going to go to them with, since, I mean, it never even rises to the threshold of talking about breaking the law. I haven't even violated Twitter's terms of service.
She put the pictures out there for the world to see, and now she wants to complain because the other world can see them?
Yeah.
What a...
idiot. And see, her thing...
You're kind.
Yeah, well... she's a wad sop. That's all she is. She's a gutter slut, Marxist piece of filth. And she's
what we call a cum bucket.
Yeah.
My era.
A brush whore. she's the kind of whore that when you leave out of the honky tonk, you didn't have no luck. She is so low down that you just carry her off into the brush.
That must be an East Texas thing.
It is. brush over. It's it goes right along with, you know, and if you don't get the brush over and you're good and drunk, you're going to stomp a mud hole in somebody's ass. We got a lot of good sayings down here.
One best one's turn out the lights.
Yep, the party's over. But anyway, yeah, so I posted all this stuff. Got her fired from her job. She's still on there squealing. And I've told her clearly, this isn't nearly all I've got. I've got way more, and I do. Believe it or not, Ghost, I've got a whole lot of those nudes and stuff, and the one that I put up on the website is the very most flattering one she had because I didn't want to make my readers puke unnecessarily or too often.
Any more revealing ones, too?
That's all nudes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Some of them sitting on the toilet, we might say.
To me, it looks like gravity's played its havoc with her already.
Yes. Gravity, cocaine, and street whoring.
And chocolate,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, you should see how obese she was in the older pictures. That cocaine took that weight off.
Yeah.
But anyway, when she lays, some of the pictures I've got, it looks like if she laid on her back on a bed naked, that her breast would flop over and hang down into her armpits. But anyway, she's been getting lit up all day, but she still thinks she's going to back me down, and she's still got my information up there and everything, which is fine.
Post another picture every day of her.
Oh, I've got worse than another picture. I've got links to other things. Oh. Other things that she has online that I'm not.
Y'all stay tuned to asmodora.com. That's where it's going to be.
that I have no intention of telling what it is. And here's the thing, Ghost. At every step in this, just like those last idiots, at every single step in this, when I would tell her, look, you don't know who you're screwing with. You know, every once in a while you run across somebody you shouldn't fuck with, and yeah. that's me. And I'm being kind and warning you that this is what I'm going to do. And I never say, ever, I never come flat out and say, for sure, this is going to happen, except that it happens. Anybody that doesn't believe that, they can, I'll probably post it to my website just so everybody can go see what I'm talking about. They can look at a vlog that I made back in 2012 when we were doing the Concerned Citizens.
She's trying to find out who your employer is now.
Well, she already knows. It's me.
They're going to have trouble. Me too. They have a trouble. I'm not going to fire me.
Right. Yeah. Who are they going to phone bomb? Who are they going to protest? I wish they'd come protest me at my workplace. The management will come out and pop a cap in their ass.
And mama kick a butt.
Yeah. But anyway, So there's that, and I've told her, she said, I made the demand that she take down anything to do with me. Now, I'm not taking down this post. It's staying up forever. The thing is, it gets way worse the longer it goes on, and I have enough material to keep ramping it up for weeks.
Wonder old hubby knows she's doing all this stuff.
Oh, I doubt he knows shit. You know, when these cum drunk gutter sluts have a husband who goes to prison, they forget all about him and go screw everything that moves.
Getting that dope, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, they don't hear, they don't write to hubby. They're too busy with that crack pipe in their mouth and a needle in their arm and a black penis up the rear end. And anyway, so I told her, I said, take it all down and tell your friends who joined in on this and put that stuff up for them to take it down. And you people go away and leave me alone forever, and you'll never hear from me again. But my post is not coming down. And if you don't, it progressively gets worse, and not too fast, because I enjoy a day or two going by and watching you sweat. And she says to me, she's so stupid, after I've already proven that everything I say I'll do. She says, well, how do I know if I do, you'll stop?
She ought to know now you're going to do it because she lost her job.
No. She wants to know how she knows that if she does what I said, that I'll stop doing what I'm doing. And I told her, it doesn't matter. You don't know. But what I can assure you beyond a shadow of a doubt is that if you don't, it's going to get worse. And it's all still up over there. And who cares? It gets posted every day. But anyway, so I guess in closing.
Are we closing this show? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's over an hour. We've already talked over an hour.
I didn't know that.
I mean, I'm enjoying it. If you want to keep going, we can go
we can
all
take
night.
A break and do another segment if you want to.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, in closing up this segment, I don't know what it'll be about, so it ought to be interesting.
Go to Asmodeus' lair and look at the crazy woman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the link will be right here in the post. And pretty soon I might start sharing around her match.com.
Match.com.
She has a match.com. This woman with a husband in the jailhouse has a match.com looking for a man. She calls herself Lola Danger. Well, I guess like Carlos Danger, you know, Wiener, Anthony Wiener, the congressman that got in all the trouble for posting his pecker online.
I'm just shaking my head. Y'all can't hear that.
Lola Danger.
Can't hear me shaking my head.
She's Lola Danger. Well,
she's
anyway.
Danger to whoever gets it.
Yeah, danger of giving you herpes, AIDS, and some kind of butthole crabs. Anyway, danger of causing you to vomit. Oh, and she's been screaming all over the internet that what I posted of her is revenge porn, and about 1,000 of my users, 1,000 of my friends and followers, when she posted that, told her things like, no, that's not revenge porn. That's the kind of thing that they used to torture prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. But anyway, it's an interesting saga, and she doesn't have to take my stuff down. As a matter of fact, I kind of hope she doesn't, because I'm enjoying doing this.
Evidently.
Well, you know, they do this to me all the time, Ghost. And the thing is, I think this doxing business is the most chicken shit thing on earth. I really do. And I never, ever, ever do it, except when people come after me and tell me they're going to hurt me and they're going to hurt my family. And they've done it to me, you know?
I've done it right back the same way.
And what is the point in it anyway? You don't like my opinion, so you, a person who is an anonymous user on social media, think that the appropriate thing to do, since you can't out-argue me, since my logic is unbreakable and my rhetoric is causing you your rear end to gape so bad your colon's about to fall out, instead of saying to yourself, okay, he wins, I'm just going to leave this thing and block me and go away or whatever, you're going to find out who I am and post my stuff on there to try to intimidate me off the internet?
Yeah, who the hell does she think she is? Oh, I know. She's the jobless woman tonight.
Yeah, she sure is. So anyway, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Are you an unpublished author? You can get your manuscript published at incredibly low prices. TGS Publishing is the largest print-on-demand publisher in Texas. Visit tgspublishing.com for more details. Order as few as 50 copies of your book and keep your capital for marketing. TGS Publishers can get your literary work into print and published. tgspublishing.com.
Oh, well, Ghost and I were having so much fun tonight that Ghost said, let's do another segment. So here we are doing another segment. What you want to talk about, Ghost?
One of our favorite Texans, Dr. Ron Paul.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was a delegate for Dr. Ron Paul in 2008.
Well, that didn't help him.
No, it didn't. I did my best, though.
You know, it's unfortunate he's got an idiot son, but Dr. Paul's still great.
Yeah. If I was Ron Paul, I'd go straight home and slap my wife. There ain't no way Rand's his son.
Probably not.
Anyway.
But it's in the news now. Ron Paul was interviewed by on the Alex Jones Show.
Uh-oh.
And he says that the United States is now Al-Qaeda's Air Force.
Yeah.
With the hypocrisy of the American foreign policy now more stark than ever before.
Well, he's right.
And you could always trust Ron Paul, the unvarnished, brutal truth of everything.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't cover it up with a bunch of niceties or political niceness. Just tells it like it is.
Well, what presidential candidate other than him did you ever hear say things like, we've got hundreds of military bases all over the world. Why? You know?
Yeah.
Or what other presidential candidate did you ever hear say something common sense like, the Federal Reserve increasing the amount of dollars in the system is an inflation tax.
But this time Rand Paul did back his dad's statement.
Yeah?
He did. He says that right now that ISIS has $1 billion worth of U.S. Humvees, $1 billion of U.S. cash that they pay their soldiers with,
They have anti-tank weapons and missiles they fire from the shoulder that were given to the people of Syria and were stolen by ISIS.
Yeah.
So if we really don't want weapons to get into the hands of these folks, maybe we ought to watch who we give the weapons to.
Right. Well, you know, and a lot of it...
Now, that fared very badly for them on the Mexican border here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're talking about...
Now they did it in Syria in big time.
You're talking about Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Where
they even went faster and furiouser over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's worse than what the younger Paul is saying. He's making it sound like it was done through incompetence or whatever. But, you know, the first couple of days that Putin's people were in there just blasting the hell out of ISIS and our allegedly moderate terrorists, they'd go take out, you know, he was using Syrian troops for ground troops. And after they'd bomb the hell out of a base and send the troops in there to clean it up under the direction of the Russian generals and stuff, they immediately got their video cameras out and these pallets that are the only thing in the world that uses these particular pallets with the parachutes on them is our, I believe they're the C-5 Galaxy cargo transport, the giant cargo transport that our military uses. And they drop, I mean, they can drop tanks and stuff out on these pallets. And they're sitting right there. And it's not that ISIS stole them.
We walked away and left them.
No, we dropped them to them.
Oh, what did that try to do?
The parachute's still on them. We purposely dropped them to these people.
Rand Paul says we've been giving them weapons since 2012.
We've actually been giving them weapons since about 1984
of ISIS,
the Mujahideens, all the same crap.
It says that we got Russia over there with Putin. He's fighting under the banner of eradicating ISIS, and the U.S. is under the banner of giving cover for ISIS, Al Qaeda, Al Nusra, and other terrorist groups fighting in the region.
Yeah,
so we're protecting the terrorists, and Russia's the only one trying to put a stop to the terrorism.
Absolutely, and now Obama's talking about sending our ground troops over there.
You know who the largest terrorist, organized terrorist group and most well-funded terrorist group is in the world?
Mossad?
U.S. Congress.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, the federal government for damn sure.
The U.S. Congress is the largest terrorist force in the world.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, when the Twin Towers came down, it was a few thousand Americans got killed, which is a god-awful tragedy, and we should do whatever it takes to make sure it never happens again.
And you had to destroy Tel Aviv.
Well, yeah. But between Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, and Bush Jr., we've killed a few million Iraqis. What did they ever do?
Nothing. They never threatened the United States, not once.
What did all those civilians and children do?
They died.
No, I mean, to deserve it. They lived in the wrong place.
Well, that's the way they took care of the children at Waco.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's president.
Yeah.
The Democrat or Republican, they're going to kill the children. That's the way you protect them.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think their main sin is that they had leaders who didn't tie their country into a Rothschild-style central banking system.
You know, Steve Watson, who works on, I guess, the
InfoWars
site.
Yeah.
He's saying that this is actually, in a way, their secret blueprint for surviving the economic collapse sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
We're going to stir all this stuff up to have a reason for an economic collapse.
Yeah. Well, another thing is, you know, a lot of these sideshows have been going on for a few months now. You know why? In my opinion, just my opinion, I don't have any hard evidence. You can never have hard evidence, a thing like this. They're waving these goofy flags on the media and all that. You know, like it started off with the Confederate flag controversy and then some other things, and now this kind of stuff. While we're all worried about this junk,
they're fomenting racial wars.
Well, not only that.
The government is fomenting a racial war.
I know, but and religious wars, too. But not only that, but while they're doing all this to distract everybody's attention, they're putting the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, in full effect to bring in a full globalist government.
Yeah.
Worldwide globalist government. Give up what's left of our national sovereignty.
They don't care.
They just
don't care about the United States.
That's why we got to get the hell out of Texas, Ghost.
You know, instead of claiming that we've given ISIS $1 billion.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not the largest terrorist group we've given billions to.
Well,
the international bankers got $800 billion.
Oh, yeah. Well,
if you really look at the numbers, it was $14 trillion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that terrorist group is still activating wars everywhere.
Let me see if I've got these figures here that about funding some terrorism. Where is it? Go ahead, Ghost.
Okay. Well, anyways, one more cute statement by Rand Paul. Most of these people do not have the sophistication to make arms, so they get the arms from other folks, us.
Right. Well, that could be said of the Israelis. I mean, they make a lot of arms, but
they use it on American technology. They help with the
right, right.
Who was it? The treason people who got murdered. I mean, executed.
I don't get
treason. The spies for Israel.
Oh, the Rosenbergs.
Okay, yeah. It's those kind of people that continue to give Israel information they shouldn't be eligible for.
Oh yeah, they've got their rootless, soilless international elements all embedded in every Western government. See to it that they get that stuff.
How in the world can the USS Liberty be bombed out of the waters, that many people dead and injured, and we can't do a thing? They knocked down a damn Jewish-owned ivory palace there in New York City, and we have to go to war in two countries that had nothing to do with it.
Right, right. Well, I mean,
they had nothing to do with 9/11, those two countries.
I'll tell you why.
The City of London decided to.
Crafty international merchants plus obese, dumbed-down American citizens equals worldwide tyranny. I think that's the equation.
Now, I had to remind you this, but it's white folk doing that to us
in
Washington, D.C.
Well, somewhat.
Somewhat, no.
No.
They're all.
Look, I've got a graphic we can throw up on the website if you want called Swindler's List, and it's got Obama and all his chief advisors around him.
I don't care about that. He's just a puppet in the game, just like Bush was.
Okay, well, look at every...
I'm talking about Congress. Congress is where the authority of the power lies.
Oh, well.
And you're talking about 535 terrorists.
Well, who controls...
Basically white.
Who controls...
Destroying the white community of the United States.
Who has undue influence... I mean, I'm not talking about what racial group. What lobbying group...
AIPAC.
Has more undue influence over both sides. There you go. So, I mean, it's both, like
ADL
I said.
Too.
Yeah, it's both, like I said. And, you know, you got...
But we are now Al-Qaeda's Air Force, and they were the ones that brought down the tower, supposedly?
Yeah.
What is it they're not telling us? They didn't really do it now?
I don't know.
Oops, we're wrong. Wrong group.
Well, we go with whatever line of bullshit we think is going to work. When I say we, I mean our government and our Ministry of Propaganda, known as the mainstream media. We go to work, I'm not going to work, we fall for whatever line of BS they hand us because our citizens, like I said, are so dumbed down and they are so wretched in their desire for physical comfort and, you know, gadgets and gewgaws and getting more things and eating more and drinking more. It's just, you know... These guys are sitting around, and you've got people who can remember how many passes every goofball on a football team ever caught and how many yards they gained with it for the last 30 years. They remember all those stats, but they don't know what their government said last week that completely contradicts what they're saying this week.
Well, I got a feeling what happened in the Fallujah is going to come back to haunt the United States for a long, long time.
Yeah.
It really is. Because...
Expand on that just a little bit for the audience.
That's really... What was it?
That was where they had some of the most rough fighting of the Iraq War.
It was the radioactive depleted uranium they used.
Oh, well, they do that all over everywhere. They have
that's where they concentrated it for some reason one time.
Because of the huge battle with the bombardment and everything. But, yeah, and it's not just the people. I mean, it's horrible what's going to happen with the people there with that stuff all over the place. They use the depleted uranium, like, on the tips of the big shells that the tanks fire and stuff like that, because it's so hard. And something about the molecular structure of it, huh?
And be most deadly is the most hard.
Well, yeah. Well, it's so hard, and there's something about the molecular structure of the uranium after it's been depleted. You know, they've caused it to be so radioactive and everything, and I don't know all the science of it, but I've read about it. There's something about the structure of it that makes it so armor-piercing, like they can fly it direct, you know, shoot it directly at the tanks, and it'll just go right through the tanks and stuff like that.
When they depleted, they don't... It's not. It's only depleted for commercial use.
Right. It's, yeah. It's depleted to where
Dell's going to kill people.
Yeah. It's depleted to where you can't make power with it.
True.
But it's not depleted to where it's not just oozing radioactivity. I mean, if you took a Geiger counter up to the thing, the clicking would make your ears ring. But it's not just the people that we're sending over there to sick on the, you know, and shooting and everything. The poor natives that are stuck in the middle of all this. It's also our soldiers who are surrounded by it all day. Can you imagine being inside of a M1 Abrams tank with a few dozen of those shells 24/7 for a month?
Even if they were protected somehow being inside the tank, they still have to get out there and pick up the messes on the streets.
Well, they have to handle it, to load it and all that.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, and how are they going to be protected? They're inside those tanks. They can't be wearing...
Protecting our soldiers was never part of this deal.
No. Go watch Born on the 4th of July and see how we treat our soldiers. It's no better now. Remember that...
They gave them flak jackets that didn't work.
Yeah. Might as well give them orange life jackets like the idiotic African revolutionaries wear.
You should get some warmth out of it.
Yeah. You ever seen the pictures of that? You know, when they have those... tribal wars and stuff over in sub-Saharan Africa. They got all the black guys running around wearing the orange life preservers because they think they're bulletproof.
Well, that was the thing I wanted to come back and discuss because I thought Ron Paul's notice should be well heeded.
Yeah, I mean, the guy always has such great take on stuff like that, and saying that the United States military is now the Air Force for the Al-Qaeda is spot on.
Yes. We are stupid.
Yeah, and
we have a government that's stupid.
Yeah, well, we are the...
If the white race has done anything, it's going to deserve what it gets.
Yeah.
Can't blame this on any other race.
What is the old classic movie that's got big retarded Lenny in it that accidentally... you know what you're saying? That's George. He's my friend. That's not To Kill a Mockingbird.
Taxi?
No. It's a John Steinbeck novel.
Oh.
But anyway... That's what we are. We're big dumb Lenny, and Israel, and the masters of the universe here in the United States that are pulling the strings on everything. They're George, our smart friend. When George points at somebody and says we got to go kill them, well, that's what we're going to do. If George says they need to be liberated, we're going to go liberate the living shit right out of them. You know, and that's what we are. It's so embarrassing. When you're on social media and you're talking to people, you know, good people from Lebanon or Syria or somewhere like that who are talking about what's going on and everything, and you can't defend your country.
We can supply arms to ISIS and to Al-Qaeda, but we can't stop the border invasions.
Right.
Oh, we can flooding in here from Canada.
We what is it we're up to now? Something like 700-plus foreign military bases? And we can't.
There's only 196 nations in the world.
Yeah, and they say that when you talk about the border, they say, "Why, it would be impossible to secure that border, and it would be impossible to deport 11 million illegal aliens." Well, somehow it's possible for us to have military on Earth where we're within about 2 minutes striking distance of any square inch of the planet.
Yeah,
and not only that, we've got all that. But we can never use it to defend our people. Like when the Benghazi terrorist attack happened, where they attacked our embassy in Benghazi and dragged our ambassador out in the street and raped and killed him and dragged his naked body around for photographs all over the place. We had military, like these CIA contractors and all kinds of other stuff.
6 miles away.
Within a few minutes of getting there, and they were told to stand down. So what's the point even having the sons of bitches?
Well, that's what I think about Congress.
Yeah, well...
What's the point in having them?
Well, you know, when it comes to Congress, I feel kind of like that saying on the Pace commercial, the Pace County Sauce commercial, get a rope.
I think that's going to do us for tonight. Get a rope, folks.
Get a rope. Talk to y'all later.